You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba.
Ladies, cool.
From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba. With Mr. Cooba.
Ladies, cool.
From Mr. Cooba. From Mr. Cooba.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout out to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop and on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. Okay, guys, enough about me. Question for you. Have you ever met a woman or a man? You got into a relationship. Everything's going great. Next thing you know, a couple of years pass by, months pass by, and now you're thinking about the big M word, marriage. So, you take them over to your family's house, or you take her to your family's house, and they're not really feeling him or her like that. Some are, some are not. So what do? Do you choose family, or do you choose fiance? Well, tonight's guests, Dre and LaShonda Moore, they went through that. They have a show on OWN Network that's called Family or Fiance. Now, I want everybody to take a look at this. I'm about to show you who they are. Here's a picture of them now. Yes, those are my guests tonight, and I'm about to show you a clip of the show of season two of Family or Fiance. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I hope you enjoy this clip, and after this clip, you'll see none other than Dre and LaShonda Moore.
I can see both sides.
You can see both sides, but you still need to stand on one of them, and guess who's you standing on? Kids.
How far are you willing to let that rupture go? Are you willing to break the relationship over it?
Y'all got to get it together now.
I'm wondering what I signed up for. This is one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do.
Every day I wake up, I'm trying to escape this narrative.
You did a good job.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I pull off my shoes and walk across 4 miles of hot coal to save you.
You didn't last night, Daddy.
The goal is to get 6 blessings. Could you move forward with the wedding without your family's blessing?
I don't know.
Do you have my blessing?
You didn't show me anything that I wanted to see. I might not even be in the wedding.
Take that ring and run.
I feel as though I should take this back.
Consequences are part of life.
Wow.
We haven't had an outcome like this before.
I gotta ask this beautiful wedding lady something. Will you marry me?
All right, everybody, we're back on the Bit Scoop with Coop. Like I told you, after you just saw that beautiful clip from season two of Family or Fiance, and how we have it right now, we got Dre and LaShonda Moore, aka Lala. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Yes. Yes. Now, guys, like I was telling everybody earlier, you guys are doing big things in your career. Even outside of OWN Network, there's a lot that you all have done. And the thing is, with YouTube, there's so much more for you to go. But for the people that's been sleeping under a rock, that have not seen this show, we will get into that in 1 second. But Dre, let me ask you this straight up. I got to know, because people don't know, you know, about the music side of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you first realize that you had a passion as far as it goes for the music industry?
And I think when I was a little kid, you know, like my grandparents, I grew up with my grandparents and in my grandmother's house, like, our music blaring all day, 24/7. Like I'm always been a music head. Like, so I studied the craft and, you know, DJing. When I started DJing almost, 10, 11 years ago, like I just knew like there was something that was calling me. I was like, I gotta do this. I gotta chase after this. So, and I've been doing it ever since, and I've had the chance to, you know, travel the world doing it. So it's been amazing working with some pretty dope people.
Wow. And you see, a lot of people think that just getting a DJ, you just get a set. You can get on and just do whatever you do.
Oh,
But people don't know there's a craft behind this, man.
Yes.
Now, as far as it goes, when you first started, how did, I mean, your practicing routine and everything, how long did you take to master your craft?
Oh, man, it took me years. It took me years to get comfortable in order to even, you know, be willing to go into a club and actually, you know, do what I do now. But, you know, as far when I started DJing, I would always listen to the radio, listen to mixed show radio DJs, and I would actually write down, you know, the songs they would play in the order. And so then I would go home, you know, after I got off work and try to do exactly what they did and see how well I could match up with them. And man, I was horrible when I first started. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was trash when I started. But man, it something goes to show you, man, just if you stay, you know, consistent and you practice your craft, man, I'm telling you, the sky's the limit.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. And tell everybody the DJ name. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, DJ ASAP, aka ASAP the Mogul. You know, check me out, Instagram, Twitter, everything, man. ASAPTHEMOGUL. It's mogul season out over here, man.
Yes, sir. That's right, everybody that's watching, ladies and gentlemen worldwide. You take him by his name, you go check him out ASAP. Not right now, because he's still doing the show. After the show, check him out ASAP. Yeah. Most definitely. Now, Lala, also, you've been doing big things too. Now, please tell everybody, how did you become a realtor and how did you actually get Dallas on lock?
I actually started doing real estate back in 2013. I'm from Arkansas. So I originally got my real estate license in Arkansas and I let real estate go a little bit to get into the insurance industry. I'm actually a licensed adjuster in about 13 states. So from insurance, I was like, I really want to get back into the real estate game. So 2016, I was down here and I was getting ready to transition. I just decided to get my license here. And the money, you know, was just an additional bonus. But the real estate game became very interesting to me once I actually started working with the people and hearing their stories, understanding credit, understanding people going from renting to owning, money management, the whole aspect of that kind of got to me. I kind of called myself like the mother of all people. I grew up the oldest of five. So I'm always trying my best to give somebody advice or show somebody how they can shift something in their career or in their life to make things better. So real estate just kind of became a natural environment to kind of allow that part of my personality to take wind.
Wow. Now, you see, just like how Dre had to practice on his craft, with you, I mean, now I've heard in North Carolina, I've heard it is a killer. It's a beast trying to pass that test to get your real estate license. How many times did you have to take that test to get it?
I've gotten my license in 2 states. I'm not going to lie. It is tough. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to just do the hours. I'm going to be able to go and pass it. That's not going to be the case. A lot of people also don't understand, not just with real estate, but also even in the insurance industry, when you become those type of licensed professionals, you have to take continued education every 2 years to even keep the license. For me, passing the test was easy. I passed the first time. You know, I graduated high school with honors, and I went to college.
That's right.
So I was actually smart, but I will say this. It's literally about determination. Are you going to sit down and actually study? And the thing about it is a lot of people procrastinate their personal time when it comes to how am I going to spend time with my children? How am I going to work out? How am I going to meal prep for cooking? If you can't manage your own personal time, then when it comes to doing something from your career, you're lost.
That's true. That's very true. Ladies and gentlemen that's watching worldwide, if you're trying to become a DJ, if you're actually trying to get in the music business, if you're trying to become a realtor, you better learn your craft. Seriously, learn your craft. Don't go out there looking like an idiot saying, oh, I picked up a brochure from Century 21 or I used to watch BET Rap City. I can get on and do whatever I want to do. I don't work that way, people. It definitely don't work that way. Now, Dre, one thing I want to tell you once again is you are amazing in this music industry. Now, you won DJ of the Year.
Yeah.
How many years did you win it for?
Oh man, I've been winning DJ, the hip hop DJ of the year since 2013. So, you know, like it's just been a blessing, man. I just, like you said, just stay, you know, heavy on my craft. I'm always, you know, just trying to find ways to be better. You know, I'm always meeting new people. But, you know, I've always, like I said, had a love for music. And me being on, you know, tours with people like Snoop Dogg, Chris Brown, Bryson Tiller, doing 106 in Park, you know, on BET for 4 years. I did BET for 4 years and then, you know, went on tour, like a 30-city tour with Sprite, you know. And so, man, it's just been, it's coming. It keeps coming. It's, my phone just keeps ringing.
All the time.
Yeah. That's what you want to do. I hope you got an unlimited data plan and minute plan. You definitely need it. You definitely need it. Now, everybody that's watching worldwide right now, like I said, you've seen them on Family or Fiancé. Now, here's the part you probably don't know, and we about to ask them right now. Now, Dre, Lala, how did you both know that you all were meant for each other?
Well, I'm going to let you take that one.
You gonna tell the truth or you gonna tell your version?
I'm gonna tell you the short, sweet version. I knew we were good for each other because when we first met, we started talking. She had this competitiveness about her, and you know, like
I'm an athlete, by the way. Yeah, so that's where that comes from.
It's in the blood.
Everything about her was like we were competing with each other. So you know, just from I bet you like one of her first things. I bet you won't kiss me. Like,
first off, he was in my face already anyways. I just made it easier for him to do what he already wanted to do. That's how that went down. That's how that happened. He kind of tricked me into that whole night in the first place. So,
wow.
It's crazy.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear Dre trying to kick game over there, right?
Right.
Well, Lala caught on to it. She caught on to it quick. she flipped it on you, dog.
But the thing about kicking game, man, you got to make it seem like they win it. You know what I'm saying? Like they, you know, they getting what they want out of it. So you know, not to put all the game out there like that. That's a quick little tidbit. I don't want to give y'all too much. You know what I'm saying?
He always showing out. Like that's what he do. He likes to show out all the time.
And Lala, you love it. You love it. Yes.
Damn right. Damn right.
Now, I want you all to let everybody know your take on Family or Fiancé. Give everybody like a brief description of the show that's heard about it that have not had a chance to watch it.
Well, technically, our episode has not aired yet. It is coming in about 2 weeks. So what we can let you know is that when we went on the show, we totally went in with one thought process and came out with another. Overall, like we have a good relationship. Like I don't have many complaints. There were just a few issues here and there, and we thought that this would be a great opportunity for all of us to get together at one time and discuss certain things. And while we were there, and we thought that we were gonna give certain family members an eye opener, we actually received a couple eye-openers ourselves, not just about them, but about each other and about ourselves as well. I think online, we have a pretty strong following of people that call us couple goals. And it's not that I want to steer away from that, but I want to give people an understanding that even in a healthy, happy relationship, which I will say that we have, there are hard times. There are times I cannot stand him. There are times he gets on my nerves. First off, I'm perfect.
Nerves sometimes.
But I also think that, you know, when you hear people say success, everybody just wants to be at that arrival date of success. They don't understand what goes on in between. And I want to be, you know, a part of the mold that sets forth that transparency to let people know these are real everyday issues. Some people talk about them, some people not. I just want to let you know this is something that we go through, and hopefully we can help somebody else with, you know, an issue that was similar to ours.
Right.
And we were really transparent with everything, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what's missing online a lot now.
Sure.
Everyone puts out they you know, they highlight reel on Instagram and social media, but you know, it's not all about you know, just what looks good. We want to make sure that we're giving you like straight up raw feelings and you know, keeping it not just what looks good, you know?
Right. Now, how did you actually get in contact with OWN Network so you can actually get up there and tell your story.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I said, how did you all get in contact with them? No problem. How did you all get in contact with OWN Network, you know, to get to tell your story? How did it come?
Oh, man, you know what? They actually hit us up, you know. We were just online, and we had did this crazy engagement photo shoot. I came up with an idea. I said, man, I want to do something different for our engagement shoot. You know, everybody was doing these crazy, you know, these I won't say subpar photo shoot, but I wanted to like really take it. Anything I do, I always want to take it over the top. So when we did this, our engagement pictures, you know, we did all white, you know, we actually got in the water, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like,
people think that's fake, but no, yeah, we were really
actually,
in the water,
cold,
and everything.
Yeah. And it was, the crazy part was that week, the week of, I think we did that photo shoot like a Tuesday. The week of, like, it was nice. The day before, nice, 70 degrees, 75 degrees. The very next day, we do the photo shoot, it's like 50, 40 degrees. We in the pool in all white trying to do this photo shoot. So,
Good God.
And, you know, once we did that, that went viral. And people picked that up. And then when OWN started looking for casting for the new show, Family Fiancé, people started tagging us. Just, you know, tagging engaged couples. And then we had not only like one or two people from OWN, but like three or four people hit us from OWN. Like, hey, we got to have you. We need you on the show. And then, you know, fast forward today, now we're the face of the show.
So, right. That's the crazy part. Because we didn't know. We weren't expecting that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We were actually, the show, we've already recorded it. We're in Jamaica for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of got news that, hey, I think that you guys, you know, might be replacing the face of the old couple, and it might be y'all now. We were like, what? And then literally like a week or two later, we just started getting flooded with phone calls and text messages and DMs. When you open up the OWN app, our face is there. On YouTube, our face was there. Mm-hmm. He had a friend that was overseas. It was like, I just seen y'all's face on a digital, you know, campaign. I'm like, wow. So yeah, it's taken off, definitely.
Man, that's nothing but God, man.
That's right. Absolutely.
But God.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's exactly. I mean, like I said, in the beginning of this show, the sky's the limit for you. And I hate to even say the sky's the limit, because that's still putting a cap on you.
That's right.
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 So, yes.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. There's so much that you guys are doing inside and outside of television. And it's amazing. And I want people that's watching around the world right now, yes, I understand you all saying, you know, this is marriage goals and everything, but you need to take it from Dre, take it from Lala. They worked hard to get to where they at, and absolutely, God has multiplied it, and look at where they at now. Mm-hmm. Who knows where they're going to be at next year? We're doing this right now about Family of Fiancé.
Yeah.
These guys might end up having a spinoff show by themselves. Right. I mean,
we got some big things that we're going to be announcing, right, you know, after the show airs, and things that we're trying to have transpire, so I'm definitely going to take that, and hopefully we see that coming to fruition pretty soon.
Hey, you spoke it, so it's got to be true.
There you go. There you go. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Now, also, far as it goes for, I'm not going to hang up on Family of Fiancé. We're not going to hang on it too much. But while you were doing the show, how was the environment of the show? Like, when you was taping, what was it, a good atmosphere? How was everything going for you? Not to spoil the show, but behind the scenes when the cameras was off, how was the environment?
Well, the cameras were never off.
Oh, jeez.
Even when they tell you the camera's not rolling, new cameras is always rolling. They have cameras around all the time, as most reality TV shows do. I think that one thing people don't know about reality television, or I for sure didn't prior to partaking in an environment like that, was the people behind the scenes, or mm-hmm, I can speak for the company that did our show on behalf of the Oprah Network, Bunham and Murray. They were really good people. From the time we first spoke to them, if we were upset, they were talking to us about stuff, making sure we were okay. We always had, you know, the food we wanted. If it was too cold, too hot, if things were getting too heated, like, they actually did
everything,
kind of talk
everything
to us,
like, they waited on us hand and foot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything we needed. But also, not even just what happened on air, on the camera, what you guys are going to see on the show, like, we actually still had a lot of fun, you know, like
yeah, we did. Hopefully they show some of that.
Nice. You guys, like I said, I can tell that you all were really excited to actually be on this show, because not to spoil anything, I'm just going to reflect off of what you just said right then. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys have a lot of plans beyond this show.
Absolutely. And
right. This right here, I believe, was like a footstep for you, or a stepping stool for right. you to, you know, advance to that next level. And I want everybody that's watching worldwide right now to know, once again, dreams, goals, can be succeeded. Yeah. You speak it, you work on it, and watch what can happen. You're seeing it now. I don't know when you're watching this episode right now. If you're watching this tonight, if you're watching this a year after it's been posted, see where they at and watch what happens. Seriously. Now, was it hard? And this is not to spoil the show or anything. Was it hard to live up to the title of this show, Family or Fiance? Because you can't please everybody. And, you know, everybody's got to live their own life, and everybody right. is not going to like you, and everybody's not going to dislike you. But is it hard to have a balance between family and your own personal lives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we definitely had no problem living up to the show. and you'll see that, you know, on an episode when it comes out February 1st. But we had no problem living up to the show. But one thing that we walked away with was us prioritizing us,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? And really focusing on what we want, because at the end of the day, we're getting married, not our families, not our friends, no one else. So,
absolutely.
You know, once we, you know, left with that main objective,
yeah.
I think that, you know, everything that did happen on the show was just, you know, something we had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And that's the thing also that I want to just talk about briefly. People feel like that they have to please everyone, excuse me, in their life, in their marriage. I think they feel like that's how they can only get recognition in life. If everybody's like, hey, look at me. Mm-hmm. Am I making you happy? And people have to understand, like you said, you have to live your own life, because Dre, if you would have lived the life of everybody else, man, do you think you would have been on tour with all these people?
Oh, man. Oh, not at all. People don't want to see you going further than they can only imagine themselves.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for me, you know, people can say what they want to say. You can, you know, go ahead and talk about me. I'm going to have like the Kris Jenner mindset about everything. All press is good press. I'm going to take whatever you say, I'm flipping, and we're going to put a video out about it, or episode, or whatever it may be. So,
wow. Now, and Lala, how would you have dealt with it if you would have listened to everybody? Would you be at where you're at today, as far as it goes for having Dallas on lock and everything that you've done? Do you feel like you would be where you was at if you listened to everyone and tried to please everyone?
Absolutely not. And I think even prior to meeting Dre, prior to the show, there's been situations since I was younger where I've always had a different mindset and a different perspective. And I think that everyone is entitled to their opinion. Everyone is entitled to their preferences. And if you are trying to live up to somebody else's preferences and opinions, what life are you enjoying?
Ooh.
You know, I just remember when I was making a decision on what school I was going to go to for track, I was 16th fastest kid in the nation. So I had scholarships all over the place, and everybody kind of wanted me to go to a certain place. But it's like, y'all don't got to live that life. I don't have to be there every day. I do. And even to this day, you have to think about it. Even when it comes to your marriage, for us, we don't try to mirror anybody's relationship. We see people and we allow them to inspire. I take a little bit from here and a little bit from here, and we create our own thing. And people just have to understand, you have to, once you are comfortable with you and who you are, nothing anybody else says matters. And that's not to disrespect someone else's opinion, because we all need to be open to criticism. But ultimately, and this is, you know, just because of where my spirituality is, if you put as much emphasis on what God thought about you and what God said about you as you do on what the world is saying, that's who's going to take you somewhere. Not the opinion of a mother, father, best friend, child, your boss, coworker. You just got to make sure you know who your real audience is. What grand stage are you really tap dancing on?
Right.
So that's how.
Wow. I hope everybody's listening to this. You better take these nuggets and run with it, people. Stop trying to impress everybody. Stop it, man. It's the year 2020. Live your life. Do what you're supposed to do to get yourself where you're at. Now, guys, I know you all are busy.
Stop impress everybody. Once you just start impressing one person, which is God, man, your life's going to be so much easier.
Yeah.
Yes. That's deep advice, Dre, and that's what I like, man, the mindset that you both have. I mean, you all are putting God first, and look at where it's getting you. A lot of people don't believe that. People think they can just live their own life, and they will create their own path, but they don't know that path can lead to destruction. So exactly. I like it. You guys keep on doing what you're doing. Now, everybody that's watching right now, if they want to continue to follow you guys, what is the best way for them to follow both of you on social media?
Hit me up on Instagram, ASAP the Mogul, ASAPTHEMOGUL, ASAP the Mogul on everything. You can find me.
And same here. I am Solala, S-O-O underscore L-A-L-A. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and also my Facebook is LaShonda Moore.
All right. Nice, nice. Now, once again, I'm not trying to spoil anything on this. Is there any type of projects that you all can speak about at all right now that you're planning to do in the future?
Oh, so many. Like, which one?
What I would say is, due to my transparency, how I speak, how I talk, the same thing with my husband, we do have a couple different things that we plan on rolling out within the next couple months to where you have access to our words, to our wisdom, to our thought processes without having to call me or text me or shoot me a DM. We have a couple different projects to where I just feel like the Lord has given me an enlightenment and more people that I can give that to help get their wheels ticking. Because somebody dumped some of this stuff into me in any way that I can help to give it to other people. That's what I would like to do. So we have a couple different things without being too transparent too early and saying that we have a couple different ways. Mm-hmm.
And also a couple things that we do, like we talked about the real estate, the credit, the financial education piece of it. You know, we also have our website that you can go to and you can hit us up for consulting. And we also do taxes. We have, you know, tax season's coming up. So everybody's ready to get their income tax money back. So it's themogulbehavior.com. You go check us out, themogulbehavior.com. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go check out the website, themogulcreator.com. Behavior, man, you better go check this out. Seriously. Make sure you check it out. Everybody's going to need some help on this because a lot of people are not educated in this situation. Even with financial management, people get money and taxes come around. It's going to be gone within a couple of weeks.
Right.
So make sure you check it out. Also, throw it out there one more time as far as it goes. February the 1st. What's going to be going on February the 1st?
Our episode is coming out, and we are also getting ready to announce that we are going to have an official watch party so you can see everything go down with us for the first time. Lala and ASAP, aka my hubby. You can check us out online for more details coming soon. And if you'd like to come out and watch the episode with us, just go ahead and hit that RSVP.
Nice, nice. Now, I know both of you all are busy, so I'm not going to hold you up much longer. But what advice would you all give any male or female that's trying to decide if they want to get married or they want to take this route of, you know, living the lifestyle of a married person? What advice would you give? Dre, what would you tell the guys?
Okay, I got a couple of those. First and foremost, man, always pay attention to the red flags. Listen to your gut about that person and make sure you communicate everything that you may have a problem with, like over communicate everything and always try to have transparency. If you can't communicate with that person effectively and you can't speak your mind and that person can't receive what you're saying and they don't know how to let you be you and, you know, run.
For women, this is advice that I would give. And I think I can say this because I've done it myself. A mistake that we make sometimes is liking someone early on in the relationship. And then after we like them, say, okay, this is what I need. This is what I want. These are my do's. These are my don'ts. Don't allow someone to take something off of your do list and put it on your don't list and take something off your don't list and put it on your do list. Be 100% yourself. That does not mean that you don't make changes to become a better person, but changing who you authentically are at the core, and this goes for males as well. That's not what it's about. You can deeply love somebody, but love is not what keeps a relationship together. I got to know that when I wake up in the morning, if I look like this, or if I look crazy, or my breath stinks, or if I'm having a bad day, I'm still going to be able to roll over and my husband's going to love me unconditionally. That's what it's about. And in this world, we have so many conditions, and we live in the day and age of the write-off. He ain't making you happy, write him off. Right. They ain't doing this, check him out. Just, and I'm not saying that you put up with anything, but you got to have a discernment on things that you should walk away from and things that deserve a conversation.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Deep advice, people. Lala, Dre, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, I would love to have you back on in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're coming back.
You know, we're coming back.
Yes, yes. Now, one more thing, people. You know I'm about to catch Dre and Lala off guard with this one. Now, very last segment of the show, this right here is called Take the Floor. Basically, both of you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want to say. I don't care if it's thanking your fans, your supporters, or whatever's on your mind. No questions asked. Lala, Dre, take the floor.
Look, he always trying to throw me out there first. I just want to let everybody know that we totally appreciate y'all for rocking with us. I am so happy that we could take this journey. I'm so happy that I have all the new fans. I've received so much love from so many new people. I see y'all. I hear y'all. I try my best right now to respond to as many people as I can. Understand that perfection is not something that I aim for. I aim for being better every single day. I encourage each and every one of you guys to do the exact same thing. Let's take this journey together. Let's learn together. Never allow yourself to find one person to look up to. Don't let me be your only source of, you know, the glow up or whatever it is that you're reaching for. Find multiple people, have multiple faucets, have multiple outlets, multiple sources of income. Make sure that you are always being yourself, that you're surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals that want to continue to grow up and grow out of old and bad habits.
See, man, I ain't even gonna say nothing. No, but just to continue with what she said, man, like you said, thank you so much for the opportunity, Youth Scoop. Man, I appreciate it. You just, you know, reaching out to us and
absolutely
being able for us to even have this conversation with you. Appreciate all the fans, everybody that continues to support us, continues to support our marriage, and continue just to watch us grow. One thing I will say to everyone, like, don't just sit here and look at what we have now.
Absolutely.
You know, think we, this was blood, sweat, and tears, you know, put into this.
Still is.
And it's still going each and every day. And I always try to tell people, always, you know, it's good to have a big goal, but never, don't always be so, you know, blindsided to that one big goal. You know, think about the things that you have to do to that, to get to that goal. Mm-hmm. You know, focus on, you know, everybody focus on having these big jumps and, you know, trying to have these big strides towards their goal. But, you know, I suggest stop and just focus on 1% better a day.
Focus on family too.
Better a day.
Family or fiance is not just about outcasting, and it's family versus fiance. That stuff comes together. And focus on what's in your house. Like, while you got these big goals, I encourage everybody, love on y'all's kids. The day that we are living in, y'all, love on them, spend time with them.
No day is promised to us. Tomorrow's a promise. I just had a really good friend of mine, rest in peace, DJ Hollywood, out here in Dallas on the radio. He just passed. So, man, you just never know when God's going to call you home.
That's
so
right.
All you can do is focus on being 1% better a day, focus on God, focus on his word, and just make sure you're doing the best you can possibly do to please him.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. Love it. I love it. Guys, make sure you follow them on Instagram. Keep up with them. Big things are about to happen with both of them. Dre, Lala, follow both of them right now. February the 1st on our own network. Make sure you check out this episode. After this episode, continue to follow them. And just like what Dre said, ASAP, you check them out ASAP. You check out Lala. If you're trying to get to a house in the Dallas area, you know who you better contact.
That's right.
You better do it. Yes. So, guys, this is the season finale of Season 7. Make sure you stay tuned. Season 8 will be coming soon. Guests will be announced.
Now, I'm ready. I'm ready for it already, man.
Hey, and congratulations to you and everything you got going, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Everybody, make sure, like I said, you check out the Big Scoop with Coop.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop and Facebook.com/ The Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, everybody, you have a great night. And until next time, everybody, I check you in season 8.